Silksong is going to be Game of the Year 100%. Now, I actually don't really know that, but a little fun fact of the history of Hollow Knight. Did you know that it released in February of 2017? And that year, it only received a debut indie nomination in 2017. Nomination for Best Indie, no other nomination outside of debut indie. It was a very small game at the time in 2017. Hollow Knight didn't actually blow up until it released on the Switch a whole year, almost year and a half later, in June of 2018. And even then, only 28 critic reviews and 4,000 user reviews on Metacritic. I know Metacritic's not everything. It then blew up on Steam and everywhere. For all intents and purposes, Hollow Knight was not a household name, not the household name it is now, today. I know Steam charts get misused all the time, but for the purposes of this conversation of like how Hollow Knight has gained popularity over time, look at the concurrent play numbers. Released in 2017, it peaked in 2020. Had more people played Hollow Knight at launch the first year, it would have beat Cuphead for best indie. It would have beat Cuphead for best debut indie. It's better than Cuphead. Probably wouldn't have beat Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild, I think, is one of the most overrated games of all time, but that's a different conversation. Is Silksong actually going to beat like the likes of Expedition 33 and Death Stranding 2? I don't know, but it would be so cool to see a platformer Metroidvania win, and I think it has the potential. It's that good. I'm going to place my stake right now. Come back to this video. Silksong's going to win Game of the